Sean King back here at the Spanish Fieldhouse as we get set for the second half of action. And I'm sure the main two things that the East coaching staff hammered on at halftime, protect the basketball and let's start rebounding a little bit here. Spanish had numerous second chance opportunities with offensive boards in this first half, and they have forged a 5-point lead, 25-20. Lumberjacks led 19-17, so it was an 8-1 run to finish that first half for Stevens Point. East will have the basketball to begin the second half, and it's the starting five out there, Hamlin, Widmark, Rutkowski, Dimka, and Taylor. Hamlin playing with two fouls, nobody else has more than one. Sam Hauser has two fouls for Spash, nobody else, actually Sean Van Helden has two as well for the Panthers. Rutkowski in the backcourt. He gets away from Diekelman. Now gets it to Hamlin out on top. Now it's Bryce Taylor. Taylor gets a screen. Taylor picks up his dribble. Now it's Dimka. Left corner, Rutkowski goes baseline. Stutter step, kicks it to the corner. Taylor out on top. Widmark. And good defense by Spash. They recovered. He couldn't get a shot away. Taylor down low to Hamlin. Overplay knocked away by Ruzic. And a turnover to start here in the second half for East. Anderson kicks it to the corner to Diekelman. Back to Anderson. Lumberjack starting here. Now Anderson gets it back. Starting in the zone. They get it down low to Ruzic. Hamlin can't do anything as he's got two fouls out on top. Anderson for three. Back bracket. Hit the basket bracket on top, and the Lumberjacks will have it. Trevor Anderson only has 1 3 tonight, 1 for 2 from three-point range, but he's got four other baskets. And Diekelman's going to harass Rutkowski in the backcourt as he brings it ahead. Now it's Widmark with it. Gives it to Dimka. Dimka quickly double, needs to do something with it, tries to get out of trouble. Gets it over to Rutkowski. They get it to Widmark, down low to Hamlin. Here comes the double team. Hamlin gets away with it, a little half hook off the glass up in. Dylan Hamlin with a nice touch. Goes glass, and it's 25. For Hauser. Bounce pass down in the corner to Van Helden. Now Hauser back out on top. Now it's Ruzic who comes out to grab it. Van Helden goes to Hauser in the corner. Now Anderson gets it back. Back to Van Helden. Long two ball for Van Helden. In and out and in. Rattles around, but Van Helden got the roll. Long two-point basket. 27-22. Five-point advantage once again. Rutkowski out on top. Diekelman all over him, and we're going to get a hand check foul on George Diekelman, and that'll be the second foul on him. Lumberjacks will inbound inside court. Dimka will inbound it and gets it into Widmark in the corner. They quickly look to Hamlin, not there. Now they loft it down low. Ruzic knocks it away. He wanted a foul. Hamlin thought his arm was hit. Here's Anderson going hard to the glass, up and in, and a foul. They're trying to force it into Hamlin. He got it down low. Ruzic knocked it away. Hamlin thought his arm was hit. Instead, Smash comes right down on the other end. Anderson scores and draws a foul. And the foul was called on Jaden Rutkowski. That's his second. And it rims out no good. The rebound grabbed by Widmark. It's a 7-point game now. 29-22, long pass, knocked out of bounds by Stevens Point. East will have it. Taylor will inbound inside court. 5:51 to play here, third quarter. They get it into Widmark in the corner. Skip pass cross court. Dimka, catch and shoot three. He got it. Tanner Dimka, bottom of the net. 29-25, four-point game. Smash into the front court with it. Van Helden gives it off to Hauser. Hauser over the top to Anderson. Widmark quickly out on him. Anderson wants to dribble. Now picks up his dribble and gives it to Hauser. They feed it down low. Diekelman too far under the basket. Kicks it back outside. Back to Anderson. Three ball top of the key. He hit it. Well, they moved the ball well. Anderson was open. They couldn't get there in time, and he knocks down the three from the top of the key. 34-25, and now Taylor travels on the other end. Third turnover on the Lumberjacks here in the half and the 10th in the game. And when you're playing a 13-1 team, You can't give him all these free possessions. Hauser on the baseline off the screen. He hits it. East needs a timeout. And they're not going to get one. They're going to keep playing here. It's 34-25. Widmark to Dimka. Now pass nearly stolen away. Taylor feeds it inside. That's taken away. Another turnover. Here comes Hauser back the other way. Diekelman drives in. Pull-up jumper in the lane. He hit it. And just like that, Spash has pulled out in front. 36-25. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies, stop eating before you're full, up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive, bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the Spash Fieldhouse. And Stevens Point has pulled ahead here now as they have gone 5 out of 6 from the field here in the third quarter. East has hit both of their shots, but they only have 2 shot attempts and have turned the ball over 4 times here in the third. 36-25 the score now. It's an 11-point lead. East with the basketball. Spash is going to try to put the dagger in here as they're going to go to full court pressure. They get it into Taylor, and now it's Rutkowski. Rutkowski wants to clear things out. He wants to hurry it ahead. Still on the dribble into the front court. Avoids the double team. Taylor's going to drive the baseline. Spins, kicks, tries to feed Hamlin. Ball knocked away again, and it goes out of bounds, and Stevens Point will have it. Taylor and Hamlin were just too close together that time. Taylor went baseline and tried to feed Hamlin in the lane. Ball knocked away, then out of bounds. Last touched by the Lumberjacks. Spash back the other way. Anderson, right wing. Out on top to Hauser. Now it's Diekelman. They get it back on top to Anderson. Rutkowski's going to be on him. Gets screened off. Ball knocked away by Hamlin. Nice steal. Only the 4th turnover in the game on Spash. East running the floor. Widmark off the glass from Rutkowski. That was good right there. Nice steal by Hamlin. And then Rutkowski fed Widmark for a layup on the other end. 36-27. Smash has only turned the ball over 4 times in this one. Hauser top of the key. Widmark comes out to play him. Now it's Diekelman, and we get a whistle off the ball. What are we going to have? Looks like it's going to be a foul against Red. That's going to be on East, and that's going to be on Jaden Rutkowski, and that's going to be 3 fouls on him. We haven't seen anybody off the bench yet here for the Lumberjacks in the third quarter. Diekelman on the dribble. Wants to go baseline. That was cut off. Picked up his dribble now. Needs some help. Gets it to Hauser. Hauser. They swing it. Diekelman explodes on the baseline. Tries to reverse up and in. George Diekelman on the baseline. He's got 9 points. Hard reverse layup. And it's 38-27. Rutkowski in the front court. Now Widmark. Now it's Dimka. Lost it down to Hamlin. Once again, knocked away from behind by Ruzic. And quickly back the other end, Anderson gets a layup. Second time that's happened here in the half. And it's 40-27. And he's getting some players off the bench now. Rutkowski on the dribble, gives it to Widmark. Now it's Taylor. They're looking inside. Taylor trying to drive baseline. That foul's going to be called on Hauser, and that's going to be 3 on him. As he bodied up Taylor trying to go on the baseline. 2:55 to play here in the third. J.P. Lacy, Sean Wilson, and Trenton Pate will get in for the Lumberjacks. Rutkowski, Widmark, and Hamlin will take a seat. Taylor looks to inbound it for the Lumberjacks. Gets it into Pate, left wing. He wants to operate. Steps back, shoots a 3. In and out and in. Trenton Pate gets the roll, and that's for 3. Hauser on the dribble and off the ball. We're going to get Pate. Paul trying to fight through a screen. Paul Dimka's out on the floor. Doesn't agree with that one. And he wants a timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio.
11 out of 21. They've hit all four of their shots here in the third quarter, but still are down 10, 40 to 30. Smash with the basketball, 2:39 to play in the third. Difference tonight has been turnovers. Here's Anderson, wants to go baseline. That's not there. Kicks it out for three to Hauser. Left that short. Payne with the rebound, and Ruzick's going to get a loose ball foul as he hit the arm of Trent Pate, and East will have it. Hauser got an open look, couldn't knock it down. Third foul on Ruzick. John Barnes and Kieran Sprecher-Katsmerick will check in as well for the Panthers. Ruzick will take a seat along with Van Helden. Anderson never comes out for Stevens Point, or at least he hasn't yet. Pate on the dribble. And he's knocked away by Barnes. Barnes seconds. He's fouled. And he'll go to the line for a couple here. Can't try those crossover dribbles with these Spash guards. They're just too quick. And that time, Pate got his pocket picked and turned it over. And quickly, Hauser ran the floor. They got him the basketball, and he earned a couple of foul shots here. Foul was called on Eric Daniel, who was in the game. His first foul shot is up and in for Hauser. Hauser's got nine. East Basketball is brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. Hauser gets the second foul shot. 42-30, 12-point game once again. Taylor's going to hurry it into the front court, and he gets double knocked out. No whistle. Spash with the steal back the other way. Anderson kicks it right wing. I mean, that was a turnover, but it should have been a foul. Anderson feeds a cutter, finds Barnes. They get a layup. Lumberjacks lost John Barnes. Anderson found him for a layup. 14-point game now, 44-30. 8 into the front court. And he gets it down low to Wilson. They kick it out. Taylor wants to go baseline. Bryce Taylor hangs in the air. Shot blocked. And here comes Spash back the other way. Taylor's having a tough time tonight. Hauser for three, top of the key. Too hard, no good. Pate with another rebound. He wants to push. Now he'll slow things down. No, he'll get it ahead to Taylor. Looks inside. It's not there. Pate's going to launch a three. Little short, no good. The rebound grabbed by Lacey. His shot blocked, but he'll go to the line. And Hauser's going to pick up foul number four. Pate got an open look for three. He didn't go, but J.P. Lacey with the foul. And actually, they called that foul on Sprecher-Katsmerick. Man, it sure looked like Hauser was the one that was right there on Lacey on the putback. But Spash gets a break. Lacey leaves the first free throw short. Hauser's going to take a seat here. Sean Van Helden comes in. Lewis Nass in the game for East for the first time tonight. And J.P. Lacey will get another here. On the way, he got that one to go. One of two for Lacey. 44-31. Spash. Quickly to the front court with it. Barnes to Anderson. Anderson directing traffic. Now gives it off to Diekelman. Now it's Barnes. Left wing. Nice move. Shot blocked from behind by Daniel on the nice move by Sprecher-Katsmerick. East into the front court. Bullet pass in the lane to Nash. He bobbled it. Here's a shot put up by Daniel. That's no good. Lacey with the rebound. Gets it taken away. Wanted a foul. Smash. Long pass ahead. And it goes out of bounds. It will be East basketball. J.P. Lacey got the ball inside. And, man, they are just letting him play. There are a lot of slaps on the arms here tonight that they're just letting go, especially inside. Here's Pate, reverse, nearly knocked away. Now the ball poked away again. He gets it back. Pate, and now they're going to call a foul. Oh, they wanted a clear out on Pate. They didn't get it. Instead, Barnes gets the foul. It probably should have been a foul called on Barnes before that. Pate probably did get away with a push-off there, but the foul probably should have been called on Barnes earlier in that sequence. But they got it for it. East will inbound it. Pate down low to Wilson. He's the cutter. That's Nass. Now it's Pate. He's going to launch a three off the back bracket. No good. Spash with the rebound. They want to run the floor. They had a man underneath, didn't get him the ball. Now they'll slow things down. 20 seconds to play in the quarter. This was a 19-17 game, each with the lead, but since then it's been almost all Stevens Point. They lead it 44-31. Anderson, the lane cut off, kicks it to Diekelman, and that rim's in and in and in and out and in. A three ball that rolled around the rim about four times before it fell for Diekelman. And it's 47-31 after three. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at the Spanish Fieldhouse. Stevens Point will have the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. They lead it 47-31. George Diekelman has 12 points, including a three ball there to end the third quarter. That thing rolled around the rim about five times before it finally fell in at the buzzer. Hauser, baseline, kick it back outside. Three ball for Anderson. He was open out there and knocked it down, and the onslaught continues. 50-31. Taylor into the front court. Now to Rutkowski. Rutkowski, ball knocked away. Wanted a foul, didn't get it. They're just letting them play. Slapping hands, slapping wrists, let it go. Anderson, pull-up jumper on the baseline. He hit it. Trevor Anderson heating up again, and he's open. He'll knock him down all day if you leave him open. 52-31, Rutkowski, ball knocked away in the backcourt. Rutkowski laying on top of Stevens Point, and another steal. I'm not sure how that couldn't be a foul on Jaden Rutkowski. He was laying on top of John Barnes on the floor, but they call a timeout. Stephen Point gets a timeout. We'll keep it right here. Three officials on the floor, and it is open season out there tonight. Lumberjack Basketball brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. If you're injured, why wait until tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today? Welcome to the new Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. And also by DeBorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeBorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeBorneyOrthodontics.com. 52-31. Stevens Point with the lead. They have blown the game open since about three-quarters of the way through the second quarter. Pull-up jumper by Hauser this time. That's short. Pate with the rebound. He's back the other way. Pate. Quickly ahead to Dimka. Looked inside, lost it over the top to Hamlin. That was an impossible pass to catch. Last touch, though, by Stevens Point. Goes out of bounds, and it will be East basketball. Can't force it in there. Dimka gets it out to Taylor. Taylor on the dribble to Dimka. Now it's Pate. Pate. And now a reach-in foul going to be called on Spash. I think they got Van Helden. That might be... think they got Van Helden with the foul. Here's a three ball from Taylor, left wing. That bounced off the rim twice, no good. Here comes Fash. They lost the handle on the ball. Widmark gets on the floor to grab it. And a timeout call. No, they're going to call a jump ball. And it will be East basketball on the possession arrow. So, Dimko will inbound at side court. Looking, still looking into Taylor in the backcourt with it. Now he brings it ahead. Widmark between the circles, now off to Dimka. Down low to Hamlin again, he catches, turns in the lane, splits a double team, puts it up with the right hand, no good, rebound kept alive, Spash comes away with it. And they pass it ahead to Anderson, Anderson to Hauser, top of the key. Right wing, Barnes launches a three, short, no good, Pate with another rebound. Trenton Pate loses the handle on it now, saves it from going out of bounds. Now he's going to drive ahead, kick it to Dinka, left wing. He shoots, that's off the mark, no good. Spash with the rebound. Quickly ahead to Diekelman, he missed a layup. Ball goes out of bounds, Taylor. Taylor was over the back that time, they let him play on. Ball knocked out of bounds, last touch by Taylor. It's like a noon ball game at the Y out there. No blood, no foul tonight. Right wing, Barnes, now it's Anderson. Diekelman, mid post, Hauser turns, shoots and hits. Sam Hauser with the bucket. And it's 52-31. 54-31, excuse me, 54-31, paid into the front court. Lumberjacks stayed with Spash for a quarter and a half here tonight, and then Stevens Point turned it up. And the Lumberjacks had no answer. Hamlin with it, pull-up jumper, that shot blocked by Hauser. Bash back the other way. Hauser, left wing, out on top. Now it's Anderson. Hands it off to Diekelman. Diekelman at the free throw line. Now they kick it left wing. Hauser, 5:15 to play here in the game. Long three ball, that's short. Bryce Taylor with the rebound on the miss by Anderson. Taylor in the front court, gives it to Widmark. He's going to launch a long three. And off the front of the rim, no good. Back the other way. Anderson kicks it out. Barnes launches that left-handed three. That's no good. Pate with another rebound. Pate into the front court. Crosses over twice. Ball nearly knocked away. Needs to get rid of it. Gives it to Taylor. They're looking inside for Hamlin again. He gets it. Left side. Wants to put it on the floor. Little half hook off the glass. Up and in. Dylan Hamlin with the bucket off glass. 54-33. Anderson will slow it down here with 4:27 to play. Still to come tonight, Everest Hockey. They take on Sun Prairie. You can hear the game right here as soon as we finish up with this one. Sean Van Helden on the dribble outside. Now to Hauser. Left wing Barnes. Barnes gets a screen. Barnes in the paint. Feeds a cutter on the baseline. Shot put up and in. Nice feed that time, and Van Helden gets the shot. And the hoop. 56-33, East back the other way. Taylor has the ball taken away. Tried a behind-the-back dribble. He got stripped. Pass ahead. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Spash as they throw it away. Turnover for Stevens Point. Just their sixth. Four subs for the Lumberjacks come in. Eric Daniel in. J.P. Lacey in. Logan Bailey in. Zhang Cheng in the game. And Sean Wilson in as well. Pate's got to come off. They had six players out there. That won't work. Maybe need six players on the floor here tonight. Bailey with it into the front court. Now it's Lacey. Now an overplay on the steal. Here comes Barnes back the other way. That's his third steal tonight. He gets fouled. They're going to call a travel before the shot. And back the other way. Smash turns it over for the seventh time. That's two consecutive turnovers. Lumberjacks, though, with multiple turnovers, especially here in the second half. They had seven in the first half. That's manageable, but man alive, a whole bunch here in the second half. Wilson, top of the, gives it to Daniel. Daniel, nice move, gets free, drives in, hangs in the air, off the glass, rims out, no good. Wilson, the rebound, put back up and in. Sean Wilson with the offensive board and the hoop. And it's 56-35. Trevor Anderson in the front court. He hasn't come out of the game yet. They get it down low. Backing in. Now they kick it out. Barnes for three. That might have been touched by Wilson, did they say? Last touch by East underneath, and it's going to be Spash basketball. Wilson might have got a piece of that one out on top. Anderson's night is done. He comes out. Hauser's night is done. He comes out. Aaron Nickel in the game, and also T.J. Schrank. Spash inbounds it. Nickel has it outside. Now baseline drive just exploding around Bailey, and now a foul as well. Big first step for Kieran Sprecher-Kazmarek. He'll get the hoop, and he draws a foul. No sense in fouling in that situation. He had the clean layup on that baseline move, 58-35. It's a 23-point game now. This game was actually close at one point, believe it or not, deep into the second quarter. DJ Droner in the game for Stevens Point. Free throw is no good. Nickel with the rebound. Turnaround shot blocked by Wilson. What'd they get? They're going to call a lane violation? No, they're going to call. What are they going to call? Spash is going to inbound at side court. And they get it into Barnes. Barnes nearly lost the handle on it. He's double, gets rid of it. Nickel with it, right wing to T.J. Schrank. Schrank back to Nickel, right wing. He's a cutter inside. That's Barnes. Stepped out of bounds. It'll be East basketball. 2:43 to play. Adam Lenar gets into the game for East. J.P. Lacey takes a seat. And it will be Logan Bailey who will bring it ahead. Bailey into the front court. Picks up his dribble, needs some help, gives it up to Wilson. Wilson wants to drive in. Pull-up jumper at the free throw line for Sean. Back bracket, no good. Nickel in there to grab the rebound. And Spash running the floor again. Shot maybe blocked off the backboard, and East with the rebound on the miss by Droner. They get it to Eric Daniel. Daniel back to Bailey. He catches and shoots a long three and hit it. Wow, that was three steps behind the line. Logan Bailey hits the three, 58-38. Smash the other way. Three ball launch left wing. That's short. The rebound kept alive by Wilson. He's out ahead of the pack. Goes up. Tries to dunk and gets jammed by the rim. And he comes up limping after missing that dunk and going down hard. Three ball on the other end. That's short. But Smash with another rebound. Sean Wilson dunked the other night against West. Tried to do it on the run that time, but got the ball swatted from behind. Actually, he got it off the rim and got stuffed by the basket. Now we get a foul called on the Lumberjacks. That's going to be on Wilson. And T.J. Schrank is at the line to shoot two here with a minute 40 to play in the game. And the first foul shot is no good. Lumberjack basketball is brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the Erie athletes a successful season. Also by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack sports. Second foul shot for Schrank up and in. He got one of two, 59-38. Zhang Cheng into the front court, pull-up jumper, top of the key, rims out, no good. Lenar with the rebound, turns, goes up, gets fouled, and he'll get two shots. Adam Lenar at the line to shoot a pair. Ruzick picks up his fourth foul. A minute 31 to play. Lenar's first foul shot is up and in. Adam Lenar in the score sheet. 59-39. Second foul shot coming. Up and in. He got them both. 59-40. 19-point game. And in the backcourt with it on the dribble, Kieran Sprecher-Kazmarek feeds a cutter. That's Droner. Puts it up and in. Nice feed from Kazmarek. And Droner gets the hoop. 61-40. There's a drive to the corner by Bailey. Gives it to Lenar. He needs some help. Gives it to Cheng. Picks up his dribble. Pass high post. Daniel, he gets fouled. And Eric Daniel will shoot a couple here in the bonus. with a minute 7 to play. 1-1 coming for Eric Daniel. First one's on the way. Back bracket, no good. Point with the rebound, and now a foul, and no, a travel in the backcourt. 10th turnover on Stevens Point. East will have it. Lumberjack basketball brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Chang with it. Wants to drive in the paint. Jump stop, and he gets fouled before. And Chang will be at the line to shoot a 1-1. 19 foul. Schrank will pick up the foul. 59 seconds to play here in this one. Still to come, Everest Hockey tonight. The Evergreens taking on Sun Prairie at the Greenheck Fieldhouse. Chang's first foul shot up and in. He's on the score sheet tonight. 61-41. Second one coming. That rims out and in. Gets them both. 61-42. Spash will inbound it. Schrank. Here comes the double team. He gets rid of it. Sprecher Kazmarek on the dribble. Pass underneath the Droner. They break the zone again. Droner gets the layup. Second time that Kazmarek found Droner underneath. And it's 63-42. Chang into the front court with it. Gives it off to Nass. Here's a three-ball launch by Bailey. That's an air ball. Too hard. Smash with the rebound. Droner will bring it ahead. Kazmarek gets a screen. Kicks it to the wing. Schrank for a long two. No good. The rebound kept alive. And a putback is off. No good. Another rebound for Stevens Point. And now we get a whistle. And they wave off the basket. Traveling is the call on Sprecher Kazmarek. So East will have it with 19 seconds to play here. And it will be Eric Daniel in the front court. He'll shoot a three and miss badly. Smash with another rebound. They want to hurry it ahead. Long pass for Droner. Goes out of bounds. East will have it now with 8 seconds remaining. They inbound it. Bailey ahead to Cheng. Cheng is going to shoot a long three. That's short. And that's how this one will come to an end. Well, East kept it close for a quarter and a half. And then Spash asserted their dominance with their quickness on defense, forcing a lot of turnovers, knocking down a lot of shots late in the second and through the third quarter, and they get the win here tonight by a score of 63-42. We'll come back, recap the scoring after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC and MLS number 433-884.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311. Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
What would you do with an extra $100?
That's right, an extra $100.
A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbelt Credit Union.
But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle.
Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbelt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Cloverbelt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
Fox Sports Radio.
Todd King back here at the Spash Fieldhouse, where the Lumberjacks come up short here against the Spash Panthers, 63-42 the final. East actually led in this game 19-17 with about 3 minutes or so left in the second quarter, but after that it was almost all Spash. They forced a lot of turnovers, got steals with their quickness, and then knocked down a whole bunch of shots in the third and fourth quarters to pull away. Stevens Point led by Trevor Anderson. He had 24 tonight. 12 points for George Diekelman, 12 for Sam Hauser. It was 4 for DJ Droner, 4 for Sean Van Helden, 2 for Aaron Nickel, 2 for John Barnes, 2 for Kieran Sprecher-Katzmerick, and 1 for TJ Schrank. 27-56 from the field, 5 of 9 from the line. They were 4 of 17 from 3-point range, and they turned the ball over 10 times. They didn't get knocked down a lot of 3-pointers tonight, but they didn't need to. They got a lot of steals, a lot of fast break layups. For the Lumberjacks, just one player in double figures tonight. That was Dylan Hamlin. He had 10. 7 points for Trenton Pate, including a 3-pointer. 6 for Bryce Widmark. 5 for Tanner Dimka, including a 3-ball. 2 points for Bryce Taylor. 2 for Sean Wilson. 2 for Adam Lennar. 2 for Zhang Cheng. 3 for Logan Bailey, a 3-ball. And 3 points for J.P. Lacey. Lumberjacks were 17 of 41 from the field, 12 of 16 from the line. And they turned the ball over 18 times, including 11 in the second half. With the win, Stevens Point moves to 13, make that 14-1 on the season, and they are 7-0 in the Valley. And with the loss, the Lumberjacks drop to 7-6 overall, and they are 2-5 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Next up for the Lumberjacks will be D.C. Everest next Friday night. And next up for Stevens Point, let me double check that. They have got a game over in Kakana tomorrow. They are playing Lakeville North. Imagine an Illinois team up from the Illinois border area, and they will be over at Kakana playing them tomorrow. Back into Valley action next Friday night on the road at Marshfield. Still to come tonight, D.C. Everest hockey, as they will take on Sun Prairie coming up here shortly, and then the East hockey team will have Sun Prairie tomorrow afternoon. We hope you can join us for that one. And we'll be on the air tomorrow, pregame show at 1:45, and the puck scheduled to drop at 2 o'clock for the East Lumberjack and Sun Prairie hockey game. Chris Conley will have the call of the Evergreens coming up. And we want to thank Crystal, our engineer. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again. And thank you for listening. The Lumberjacks kept it close for a while, but Spash had too much firepower tonight. And they get the win here by a score of 63-42. This is Tom King, and you've been listening to Lumberjack Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You've been listening to Wausau East Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. East Basketball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeBorne Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Culverbelt Credit Union, Coons Hearing Center, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, The Hearing House, and Young's Pharmacy. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communication.